All right, we do have Monday Night Football. Joining us is our ESPN insider, Adam Schefter, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Adam, this was a rough one for the Broncos.
Yeah.
When in terms of all-time losses to the Raiders and kind of humiliating losses, boy, Adam, this is right up there.
Nothing will ever beat the one from my mind in 1994, third game of the year in September, when the Raiders come into Mile High and beat the Broncos. I believe the final score is the third game of the year. My memory shows me 51-3. And Wade Phillips got booed off the field. And I will never forget that game and the reaction to the fans after. And I guess the only thing I'd say is I don't think yesterday compares to that. Certainly not anything close to what anybody wanted, hoped, or expected. And I'm sure it would be one of the more disappointing losses to the Raiders, but there have been many disappointing losses to the Raiders. Hard to put certain ones above others, but I remember that one back in the day absolutely stood out. And yesterday was not a good look.
Well, I don't know if it's the worst, Adam, but it's up there. It was not a good day. And I guess, curious from your point of view, was that the type of game that will cause upper management to evaluate things with their coaches specifically?
Yeah, I think they're always evaluating things. And I think everybody knows that in this league, if you don't win and win regularly, that you're going to have issues. I noticed, I was reading Albert Breer, and, he had a mention today in SportsIllustrated.com about Vic's future. That's what people do. People want blood all the time. It doesn't change the fact. I don't care if they win the remainder of their games or lose the remainder of their games. Vic Fangio is who Vic Fangio is. He's a good football coach. People are going to want to rip him. I got it. I don't know what to say about it. They're going to analyze things every year. And every year you don't win in any football organization, particularly when there have been repeat disappointing seasons from Denver the way there have been, somebody is always going to pay the price for that. Always. It's just the way things work in this league. I don't know how that's going to unfold in Denver, but I guess it was very disappointing, and people today are angry about it.
You know, Adam, we go back and we see, it is common, like a coach or two gets blown out during the season almost every year.
Yeah.
And Gruden's situation, I guess, is, he resigned, fired. I'd count it. Sure. But what are some of the common themes amongst those organizations and coaches when changes do happen in the middle of the year rather than the end of the year?
When I see it early in the year, what usually happens is that there's prolonged chatter, speculation, and it gets to the point where eventually the owner just decides, I can't take this anymore. Now, who's the owner here that would make that decision?
Well, Joe Ellis is in charge, but I know what you're saying. You're obviously pointing to the fact that it's up in the air and they'll inevitably be some sort of shift, in 2022.
Well, and because of that, so the fans go, they get Vic fired today, right? Let's just play it out. So what do you want? Who are you hiring as the interim? They certainly don't want Pat Shurmur as the head coach, right?
No, they want him gone too. They may want him gone first.
Okay, so who is the interim head coach?
Yeah. No, it doesn't make sense to move on at head coach right now. Just plain and simple, it really doesn't. There's a million reasons why it doesn't. But you could make moves in other areas, in theory, if you wanted to.
You're asking me the themes of what I see. I usually see a team that is continually disappointed over a long period of time where there's constant speculation, where finally, the owner says, I can't take this anymore. Fans aren't showing up. It's going to begin to affect our ticket sales. It's impacting the business. I'm not doing this any longer. You're asking me what I see? Those are some of the things I've seen over time that have led to teams making changes in season. A team that so much was expected of it, and it just falls flat. Did anybody realistically think that Denver was going to win this division ahead of Kansas City or the Chargers or whoever? Did somebody think that Denver was going to win this division with the quarterbacks in the AFC West?
Well, No.
Any Vic Fangio.
But hold on. No, the answer is...
Let me tell you something else. You know what? Last week we were doing a Monday Night Countdown.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. We were talking about all the teams in football right now. Okay? The teams that have a chance. And we're talking about Arizona with Kyler Murray, unbeaten, last unbeaten team, Buffalo, probably the best team in the AFC, Josh Allen. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen. Chargers and Chiefs, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes. And then there's some, and Dak Prescott playing the way he is in Dallas. And then you have a couple of the veterans like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady and Green Bay and Tampa. And I don't mean to oversimplify this, but coach is not the issue in Denver.
Hmm.
Okay? Okay?
Okay.
You take a look around the league and look at the top teams. Look at the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Show me a really good team that doesn't have a really good quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. So you believe that's the biggest issue? Teddy Bridgewater.
I think Teddy's a good quarterback. I mean, he's a steady quarterback. But this is a superstar quarterback league. And I just don't view Teddy that way. I don't. I think Teddy's a good quarterback. He's somebody you want on your team. Somebody you want in your locker room. He is. But this is the best teams in this league have the best quarterbacks. They're at Russell Wilson in Seattle. I mean, give me an example of a team that doesn't have a great quarterback that's in first place or just been unbelievable.
Yeah, not in the long run. I mean, there's always temporary examples, but not in the long run. Of course, you're right. Adam, what's going on? Short week, Thursday Night Football, Cleveland. Baker dislocated his left shoulder again, I guess. Yeah. Is he playing? And what about the rest of the team? They're awfully banged up.
Yeah, they had 11 players not practice today. 11. And Odell Beckham Jr. didn't practice. Nick Chubb didn't practice. Kareem Hunt didn't practice. Both are offensive tackles. Starting Jedrick Wills. Jack Hunt didn't practice. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the linebacker, didn't. I mean, I was just talking with Alex Smith, who's on the Monday Night Countdown crew. He's here in Tennessee with us. And we're talking about, he was saying how some weeks for Thursday Night Football, it's just really hard to get up for when you got a lot of injuries. And this is one of those weeks for the Cleveland Browns where it's going to take everything they've got to get up and play this game with a team that's as battered as they are. Like, literally, there's a chance their starting quarterback, maybe Case Keenum, and their starting running back, Ernest Johnson, and their starting wide receivers, Donovan Peoples-Jones and Rashard Higgins. Like, that very well may be the case on Thursday night. Like, the Broncos may get the Browns B team, which is not a bad team, but it's certainly not the regular Browns team.
Adam, it certainly has been a crazy week, and you were part of it.
Yeah.
And we are friends, for sure, but I'd be remiss to at least not ask you about it and maybe have you tell not your side of the story, but you probably have answered this question a million times, but this is the first chance we've had to talk to you. What did you go through when your name got brought up and your reporting and your style of reporting was heavily criticized from all sorts of angles? And what have things been like for you?
Well, I would just lean on the facts there, D-Mac, and basically tell you what I've said to others and what I said publicly. And that is, yes, I emailed Bruce Allen. Yes, I've done this job for 31 years. Yes, I've gone out of my way to be thorough, fair, and accurate. That was a story that involved the collective bargaining agreement. That was not a story that involved the Washington football team and the culture that ran there. And so I was making sure that on a complex topic that was very involved, where he had a seat at the bargaining table, that all my information was accurate. And so there we go. There were people that obviously took offense to it. Sorry for that. And that was the situation. In no way, form, or no way, shape, form would I ever allow anybody to have editing control or see power like that to them on how a story is told or dick ever, ever in 31 years. But I do find it very important to be thorough, fair, and accurate. And that's what that was about.
Adam, we appreciate it. And we always love talking to you. And we have for years and years and years. And we'll continue to do so, my friend. Have a good show on Countdown tonight. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, D-Mac. Have a great day. See you guys. Take care.
Adam Schefter, brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.